You're listening to CFRC 101.9 FM, broadcasting from Kingston, Ontario since 1922. Find and follow us on Instagram at CFRC Music. Coming up on this special community takeover of our airwaves, we're talking to Caitlin and Allison, cycling ambassadors with Cycle Kingston. Cycle Kingston Inc. is a grassroots registered Canadian charitable organization and incorporated nonprofit whose mandate is to provide safe cycling education and cycling skills training in Kingston, Ontario, so that citizens will gain competence and confidence and will become empowered to choose cycling as a personal means of transportation. Cycle Kingston works with many community partners to offer a broad variety of safe cycling initiatives, from in-class presentations at local schools to coordinating the annual Cycling Week Festival, to offering individual and small group cycling lessons, to outreach to community service groups and businesses, and so much more. You are listening to CFRC 101.9 FM, and on this week's Community Takeover, I have Allison and Caitlin from Cycle Kingston in the studio. Welcome.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thanks for having us.
So you have an exciting campaign kicking off shortly, and we'll get to that first, but I wondered if you could first tell us a little bit about Cycle Kingston, what it is, its history, what you aim to do with this organization.
So Cycle Kingston is a registered nonprofit charity since 2004, incorporated since 2007, if we're being specific here. We have the main mission and goal to increase cycling safety in and around Kingston. And through that, there's all various sorts of opportunities to kind of increase awareness and also increase that safety education. We do presentations at public schools. We also have safe cycling circuits, which, shout out, Memorial Center. We're going to be having that very soon. So if you stay tuned on our Instagram, you'll be able to figure out when and where to bring your kids for a free cycling circuit, which will teach them about safety practices. And then also we have bicycle parking, which is essentially we go to events, people bring their bicycle, we park it for free, and then maybe give them some advice if they're wearing a helmet improperly or if their tire is a little bit flat, you know, just kind of let them know, oh, your brake is actually not working properly. Did you know that? You know, so that also directly helps increase safety through cycling education. And then also we have another social enterprise that helps fund Allison and I being here today. We have Gear Up, which helps have people donate their bicycles that are kicking around the house, and then essentially we fix them up. Well, not we don't do that, but people work there. They fix it up, and then through that we sell it at an affordable price. And then that inherently is giving people a chance to get on a bicycle if they can't afford something that might be more expensive. Like, oh my gosh, bicycles can be like thousands of dollars, but Gear Up, they're affordable. And yeah, that's kind of who we are and some things that we do.
I would say definitely our main mission, though, is getting people on the road safely and more often, really.
Were you part of the bicycle concierge group that was at Skelton Park last weekend?
Like the valet parking?
Oh, yeah.
Yes, we were, which was such a blast. Like, it was so fun. And then, like, there'd be the occasional downpour, and yes. I'd be like, oh no, are we gonna have to evacuate? Which we didn't, which was fantastic, but it was really fun. Having all the kids, they're super excited. There was one kid who had a Spider-Man bicycle, and he was like, Spider-Man! Oh, it was so cute. But yeah, we were part of that, and we set it up, and yeah, how was your experience?
My experience was pretty great. I mean, I just started working here about a week ago because we had an opening. But yeah, my first experience of Cycle Kingston really was the bicycle valet parking. And it was so cute, just kind of like getting the ropes of like being trained like on site and everything. You know, Andy Mills, shout out. He's great. He was giving me some training when we had time. But then alongside that, you know, being able to help people bring their bikes, you know, parking them, ensuring the people who brought their bikes that their bikes were going to be safe, and like just the light in their eyes when they're like, wow, I don't have to like lock my bike to a tree. I don't have to lock my bike to a street sign and hope that somebody doesn't like yeah. saw off the lock tomorrow. Like, you know, it was pretty great. And alongside that, you know, being able to spread awareness about safe cycling, it was really cute, really fun.
Yeah. And I think on Saturday, I was even wondering, like, are we going to have enough room for all these bicycles? Which yeah. we did, thankfully. But, like, there was a point when I was like, oh my gosh, if anybody comes and parks their bicycle, I don't think we have enough space.
Yeah. Like, if we had a family of five, we would have been crying.
But it's, like, very much in demand. Like, a lot of, yeah. like, specifically that event, like, there were so many people who were cycling and brought in their bike. It was so lovely. But it was also so fun, too, because there was a person who was on a unicycle and they had their, like...
Yes, I saw him.
Shout out Tim Lyon.
There we go. We've got a name.
And he had the unicycle, and then he had the handlebars with attached to a wheel. So it kind of looked like a gearless bike, which was adorable. It was amazing. I loved it.
It just goes to show, though, Kingston is so bikeable. Like, you're able to go absolutely anywhere downtown Kingston just on your bike. I mean, save money on gas, and you're also saving so many emissions going into the air just through cycling. Not only that, I mean, you're also, like, helping your body. You know, it's so good for your bones, so good for your cardiovascular health. Like, why not, you know? And especially having the valet parking, you know, it just inspires people. Oh, I might as well take a bike. I don't have to worry about my bike. Yay, that's great.
Yeah, and like, just to be more specific, don't necessarily quote me on this, but I think it's around this amount. For every 10 kilometers that you cycle, you actually save 2 kilograms of carbon emissions into the atmosphere. So, you know, people who are cycling, they're like directly helping the environment, choosing an alternative method of transport.
I was just interviewing someone a couple of weeks ago for a news program talking about the integrated mobility plan. And one of the real tenets that they're trying to support in that is active transportation, including cycling. And they were pointing out how many trips right now people take by car that they could take by bike if they wanted to. And so I think it's really encouraging to promote that idea. I think their threshold was like 20 minutes. 20 minutes is a really easy commutable distance by bike.
Yeah.
And I'll say, like, I used to live on the east end of town, and it was faster and easier for me to get downtown by bicycle than to even take the bus.
Exactly. Yeah. And you know what, too? Thinking about it, like, you're also helping your risk of getting sick because you're not hopping on the bus that's crowded with a lot of people.
I mean, that's the whole point of this social media campaign, is that we want to emphasize that, like, if you're going to be driving somewhere 5 kilometers away, like maybe going to a park or going to a local business, maybe you're like, okay, I want to go to Otter Creek. It's so easy to bike there if you're like 5 kilometers away. And that's like, what, 15, maybe 20 minutes cycling. And you feel good. In the nitty gritty side of things, aerobic exercise, it's really good for you, really good for your mental health. And it's also bilateral stimulation when you're cycling. So for those who have ADHD, like, it's really good for you. And shout out, I have ADHD. So like, it feels so good to be cycling, especially in the morning. And what you said about realizing, like, oh, like, some places I could really cycle to, is that I also have found the same thing where I lived in Gatineau and I go to Ottawa U, and I found that it was so much faster to bike than to drive. I swear, Google Maps said it was like 21 minutes. So I was like, oh, this is a challenge. I could make that 18. Like, obviously, always got the competition with Google Maps. Yeah, it was so fun. And like, every day I felt so good. And even my grades were better. Cycling is so good for you.
Well, I mean, one of the things I was going to ask you about is, how did you get involved with Cycle Kingston? Obviously, this is something that you're both very passionate about. You have experienced and continue to experience the effects firsthand. But why specifically Cycle Kingston?
Yeah, so I remember I was having a conversation with my friend Lauren Thomas. She's been involved in the Queens community, which is lovely. I love Lauren. She's such a lovely person. But I was chatting with her about cycling. We were at the cafe. And then she was like, ha, cycling. I remember the best summer of my life with Cycle Kingston.
She's so passionate. I love
her. She's so passionate. And so I kind of like asked her more questions because I'm like, cycling, best summer of your life. And then she like kept on talking about it being a cycling ambassador, and how she presented to kids, and then how she did bicycle parking and all sorts of things. And I was like, that sounds like the job for me, because like, I love community rides, I love all these types of things. And so I sent a little email to Cycle Kingston, and this was like maybe in February or something. I was like, hey, I don't know if you're still hiring, I don't know if you are hiring, but I would love to be hired. I don't know, if you're gonna shoot for gold, you better shoot for gold, right? I have a resume, I have a cover letter, can I send it? And then 2 days later, they responded and said, oh my gosh, we just posted a job posting. So I was like, right on time. It was amazing. Got the interview super swift. Like, they were like, oh, you can do an online interview or you can do an in-person. And I'm like, of course, I'm going to do an in-person interview. So I went, met Neil and Andy, did the interview, and they were so lovely. Lo and behold, now I'm here.
And how I got here, as for myself, how I got in was actually for the past 4 to 5 weeks, I've just heard my sister, Caitlin, shout out Caitlin, going on and on about how great it is this entire summer because she's been cycling, you know, she's been making friends, she's been having such a good time teaching kids how to cycle. And, you know, she was just so passionate. She was looking at my bike and going, wow, like, you know, you need this. And just so passionate. And I guess that kind of like turned into a worm in my ear. I'm like, oh, I should have applied to be her partner. I should have done it. I should have just done it because currently I work at a retirement home. But, you know, I can always make time. There had been this big chunk of time just hearing all about how great this was. And it started making me feel, I guess, longing for working. And then lo and behold, her partner ended up having to leave Cycle Kingston, which opened up a spot for me. So I immediately was like, all right, get me in here. And here I am now in Cycle Kingston, in the ropes of it on CFRC radio. And I couldn't be more happy to be here.
Well, I was going to ask what you've been learning. I guess you've just jumped right into it. Yeah. But what have you learned working in this role? Because, I mean, you're teaching people a lot about safe cycling and that kind of thing. But has there been anything that surprised you?
I'm the program director, so like a little bit different. So like I'm kind of her boss in a way, which is like interesting because we're twins, but I've always kind of had that role as a twin. Like I've always directed her. You, yeah. people always think that I'm like the older sister. I'm like, we're actually twins.
4 minutes is a long time.
Yeah. But I actually have learned so much about cycling practices that I wasn't even informed about like before this job. So like one of them is you should always be riding 1 meter from the curbside. You shouldn't be hugging it.
Don't hug that curb.
And before, I've been hugging the curb, but actually that puts you more in the line of danger because you're less in view of the cars. And also within that 1 meter, so many potholes, there's so many grates, sticks,
gravel,
dust, all sorts of things. So that's one of the things that I've learned. And also that one of the biggest reasons for collisions between a car and a bicycle, which is only about 17%, it's actually the cyclist's fault for being so close to a parked car. Mm. It's not even a driving car. It's a car that's parked and then the person's in the car and they swing the door open and then you run into the door. So it's always important to like really emphasize that 1 meter from the curbside, 1 meter from parked cars, because that's one of the biggest causes for collisions. And then also the fact that I've learned this with time, maybe statistics have changed since the book has been made, but from what I know, dogs are also one of the biggest causes for collisions with cyclists. Just,
like, running out in front of a
tunnel. Yes.
Yes. Have seen dogs chasing bikes too.
Yes. Yeah, like it's like
those videos online.
It's like the classic like joke where there's like a really evil dog and they attach to a chain and then they start running after the cyclist, but
chain pops loose.
Yeah. I think that's actually happened to my friend Ricardo in Italy. So I've learned so much about like the literal safety practices and safety information. And then also I've been learning a lot about directing and volunteer corralling, like getting people to volunteer. I think it's been such a great experience, like specifically as like the program director, is how to allocate time to many specific things. Because previously I had directed my own watercolor tutorials, but now this is like a whole big thing. So having a bunch of parts that are moving all at once, how to work through that. And it's been such a joy. Like, it's been so fun learning about myself and then also learning about Cycle Kingston and about directing and how to do that and how to be a good leader also. How to give constructive criticism, but make it something that uplifts them and makes them excited.
And probably the biggest thing that I learned is also related to the curb thing was if you have even 1 foot on the curb or like 1 foot on the sidewalk, immediately people driving cars will associate you with the sidewalk rather than as, you know, a mode of transportation, as another vehicle of transportation. So the closer you are to the sidewalk as well, like the less people will take you seriously as a cyclist. Yeah, it was something that kind of shocked me because I rested my foot on the curb and then my supervisor, Andy, ended up pointing it out to me. And he said, hey, just so you know, don't do that. Keep your feet on the road. Don't go anywhere near that sidewalk because the closer you are to the sidewalk, the more people will get closer to you with their car.
And I think also like another thing that I have learned, because I feel like there's so much propaganda against the newer generations. There's so much propaganda. Like people are like, oh my gosh, the newer generations are all so stupid. And it's not true. It's so not true. At least from my experience of teaching these classes is that they're all attentive. And they're all focused. I mean, I have gotten a lot of compliments like, oh, wow, you're really getting these kids to be focused. But I really think that newer generation, they're not lacking, you know, like they're answering the questions and they're guessing and they're making inferences. And I think that it's given me a little bit of hope because I feel like social media really emphasizes like, oh, they're all on their phones and they're not learning anything. But it's like, it's not true. It's not true at all.
Can we mention that Gen Alpha is so funny too?
They're so funny.
They're so funny. Somebody gave them the funny juice. Yeah.
You talked about what you're learning, and maybe this is a good segue into the campaign that you have coming up, because you are trying to teach more of Kingston about cycling, but also safety. Do you want to talk a little bit about that, when it's launching?
Yeah, absolutely. So it's actually launching today, so July 1st, which is Canada Day. So shout out Canada. I'm wearing my Big Apple shirt. So it's kind of directed towards everybody. We really want to emphasize that cycling is for everybody. And, you know, if there is like a kid, of course, you need to ride with a parent, ride with a guardian, ride with somebody who knows the rules of the road, maybe has done one of our free courses online, because we do have that on the website if you want to learn some of the nitty gritty little tiddly bits.
I always get caught up in, what's the proper arm signal? Am I signaling properly at a turn? So that's helpful to get that refresher where you're like, oh, I don't think I've seen this since I did my driver's test.
Yeah, well, exactly that. There's a lot of misconceptions about arm signals. I find that from the presentations that I've done at public schools, usually the teacher thinks that the right turning signal is with your left arm upwards, which is actually less intuitive for cars to understand. It's more intuitive you kind of stick your arm out and have your palm face towards the back. Like, so if you're turning right, you're sticking your right arm all the way out, face towards the cyclist. So like the turning signals, that would be an example of a video that we would post on Instagram. Hey, here's a safety practice that you need to learn. Learn your turning signals, because when you're predictable on the road, it's a lot safer as a cyclist. The saying is see, be seen, and be predictable. You need to have visible gear. You need to have a light. 30 minutes between dusk and dawn, after and before, all between that time, always have a light. It's a misconception to have blinking red lights on the back of your bicycle, because actually that makes it potentially more dangerous. So you need to have consistent red light, because that blinking part makes it so that drivers are less able to predict how far you are from them. There's just like a bunch of little things, like where our plan is to make those videos on Instagram, encourage people to take the online course, encourage people to do the Savvy Cycling courses, which is $30 for 3.5 hours of education and learning during the summer. And then also encouraging people to go and support local, encouraging people to replace car ride with a safe practicing cycling route is kind of the main goal.
I mean, it's a lot of ground to cover. I feel like sometimes Kingston gets a reputation of not being cyclist friendly. And I think some of that is educating drivers, but also obviously the more people you get on the road, the more they're aware and able to put themselves in the shoes of a cyclist because they're experiencing it firsthand.
Yeah, exactly. It's kind of like a feedback loop, right? Because the more people are educated in Kingston, the more people are going to potentially be on the road in Kingston, the more drivers are going to see somebody predictably 1 meter from the curbside on the road, the more safe it is going to be for cyclists, and the more people are going to want to cycle. So like, it's kind of like a feedback loop. And also, cycling is really good for our social health as well, right? So the more people are on the road, the more they're going to get their friends to go and cycle along, right? I really truly think that this social media campaign, even if it gets 5 trips replaced with a bicycle instead of a car, I think that we won. That is the goal. You know, it doesn't matter if it's 1 to 5 to 50 people. What matters is that we got carbon emissions and reduce them through getting people on the road, cyclists, but.
And potentially even just, you know, change the trajectory of that person's life in a way, because they might go, oh wow, this is kind of nice, maybe I'll just keep cycling, whatever, like I might as well, right? And even just that, like, they're helping their body for the rest of their lives, and they're also just doing something so good for themselves. You know, even if we inspire like just one person or like 10 people or, you know, a million, at least we're helping people make the right decision for themselves and have it in their back pocket if they can.
So we're talking about the social media campaign and activities on your website. Do you want to mention what your socials are and where people can find out more about the courses that you're offering?
Yeah, so on our website, that is the online course that's for free. You can find all the courses online, which is cyclekingston.ca. And then if you also go through Instagram, Cycle Kingston, then you can find events that we've got going on. So we're going to have community rides. We're going to have Savvy Cycling courses. We're going to have cycling circuits for those younger kids that are free. And then we have our bicycle parking, and then also Gear Up. All sorts of posts that are going to be happening, all sorts of ways to get involved. And another thing for the social media campaign that I kind of should mention is that we're going to be doing it on a raffle basis. So
you know, we're encouraging people to go bike wherever, right? But essentially, if you bike, you know, you can send us an email, say, hey, like, you know, I did this bike. It was so great. I did 5 kilometers or whatever amount you do. Maybe if you have a photo, that's great. Or even if you make a social media post and tag our account, Cycle Kingston, then we'll be able to put your name in a raffle. And by the end of July, we're going to have this basket full of, like, you know, downtown Kingston, local businesses contributed to this basket. And you get the chance to win some cool stuff, whether that's coupons, you know, free ice cream, like whatever it may be. We'll keep you guys updated. And yeah, if you just keep cycling, you know, tell us that you're cycling and that counts for the raffle, and we'll keep putting your name in.
You mentioned volunteers earlier. Are you looking for volunteers right now?
Yes.
Yes. Yeah. All right. What do volunteers do? How do they get involved? What might they expect that their role could be?
Yeah, so we have all sorts of volunteer opportunities. I guess I'll speak on behalf of us. So if anybody does want to get potential experience in teaching or potential experience in just, you know, getting involved and helping people with cycling, with our Savvy Cycling courses, of course, we're going to be there, us too. But if anybody wants to come along and be a helping hand, that would be great. With the cycling circuits, kind of similar story. We're just going to be teaching ABC, so air brake chains, 2-4-1, so it's kind of like a helmet wearing salute, all sorts of things. So cycling circuits, we also could accept volunteers, but those are less in demand because all the positions are filled. But if you're really enthusiastic and you really want to help, we would love you to join the team nonetheless. But mainly bicycle parking and potentially helping with the social media campaign, helping make videos or something with us if you're really passionate about it. Yeah, the main thing is the bicycle parking. So actually, we've already done the Skeleton Park Art Fest and we've already done Art Fest, which is super exciting. But yeah, we're going to be doing Skyla, which is Women's Led and Run Art Festival on Wolf Island, which is fantastic. Very excited. July 18th. We're going to be vendors, actually. Allison's going to be a photographer going around, and then I'm going to be selling some of my visual art. Yeah, and to get involved, you can go onto our website. There's a part at the very top. You'll click get involved, and it'll have volunteer, it'll have work, and then it'll also have donate. So if you do want to make a donation, you want to get involved, but you can't necessarily give your time, any amount of donation is appreciated.
What are your plans for Canada Day? Are you just enjoying the day? Do you have any active duties biking around?
Yeah. So actually, my boyfriend and I, we're going to be biking to Wolf Island. And then we're going to go to the beach. So that'll be super fun. We were both like talking about it. We're like, we want to bike. The ferry is such a delight. It's such a delight. Like, if you're a passenger, it's air conditioned, it's clean. Yeah, so we're going to be going there, doing that.
And I'm actually going to be going to Toronto, unfortunately, not by bike. But I'm going to Toronto. I'm actually going to be seeing Jack Johnson. Shout out Jack Johnson! And then the day after that, I am going to be getting some keys to a new apartment for during my school term. So I'm very excited for that. It's going to be very fun, a little bit less fun than going to Wolf Island and cycling around. But, you know, I mean, Jack Johnson's pretty great. So I'm excited to probably force some strangers to dance in a little square circle or something, you know, round people up and hoot and holler and stuff. So I'm excited. It's going to be fun.
So this has been a fantastic conversation. Again, like, I love your enthusiasm. I love the message that you're sharing with everyone. Is there anything that I've missed? Anything you want to say as like final words?
Yeah, I would love to bring awareness to Gear Up. If you want a new bike, or maybe if you have a kid that's growing out of theirs right now, Gear Up is a really good resource because all of that money kind of goes to Cycle Kingston. And not only that, but they're recycled bikes. So you're kind of helping the environment while also getting a really good bike. I mean, you can even get like a new bike from Gear Up. Some people end up just giving their bikes because they're like, wow, I'm not using this. You know, I might as well give it to a good cause. It's on Bagot Streets right behind the Boys and Girls Club. So yeah, if you just keep that in mind, you know, go to Gear Up, check out some bikes, and see if there's a bike for you there.
Yeah, and occasionally I have seen them do a pop-up at the Memorial Center Market as well. Yes.
And then also for those who are potentially a local business owner, if you want to get in touch with us to get involved in the social media campaign, that's totally good. So You can just message us and then we can get you involved in whichever way you want, whether that is, oh, if you bike over to my business, then you can get 5 to 15% off or whatnot. Or potentially you could get involved by offering a gift card to put into the basket. Yeah. So if you're interested in that, then you're totally welcome. And we can kind of add you on as one of our sponsors. And then for the other portion, if you are enthusiastic about the social media campaign, but you can't necessarily afford an extra expenditure, like going and shopping somewhere, that's totally fine. You can ride your bicycle to a grocery store. You can get your milk and your eggs that you'd buy anyways, but also you can just go to the park. You don't have to spend any money. I really want to emphasize, like, I want everybody to be able to get involved in this. Everybody can get be part of the raffle. We just need you telling us about how you practice safe cycling and what type of ride you replaced with a bicycle. Or if you don't have a car, that's totally fine too. Where did you bike? You know, we want everybody to be able to get involved. Nobody's left behind here. If you're under the age of 18 and you're interested in getting involved in this raffle, then I think maybe getting a parent to sign up for you would be good. But also if we see anybody who's under the age of 18 and they're not wearing a helmet, that is illegal. So you can't be part of it if that's the case. Like if you bring your kids along, they have to be wearing helmets. Always wear a helmet.
Well, Allison and Caitlin, it's been such a pleasure talking to you. So cyclekingston.ca, cyclekingston on social media, check out. They have free courses. They have paid courses. If you want to get more intensive with what you're doing, you can enter a raffle. And then, yeah, just check out their social media campaign and learn some great tips on safe cycling and active cycling in Kingston. So thank you so much.
Yeah, thank you.
Sign up now to take over CFRC's airwaves yourself. CFRC 101.9 FM invites all Queen's University student groups and Kingston community organizations to take over our airwaves. Join us on air for an hour to talk about your student group or community organization, and also present your own playlist of fun music chosen by your team. This is a great opportunity to talk about what your group does, how others can get involved or provide support, any big events your group has coming up, and how to keep up with the latest news about your group. Apply by visiting cfrc.ca/contact and selecting Apply for a Club Community Takeover. This project is made possible through the generous support of the Community Radio Fund of Canada's Radio Meters program.